Nisan and now Mishnah. When our Mishnah also, the husband first said Hareni Nazir, and then he said Vat to his wife. And the Mishnah Vat does not mean if you, Vat means what's with you in the Mishnah. I'm going to be a Nazir no matter what. Now he asks his wife, V'yat mai, and what about you? He's asking her a question now, do you also want to be one or not? So now the husband's neder is not telling his wife. No matter what his wife answers, he's going to remain a Nazir. Does she have to become a Nazir? No. He's asking her, do you want to or don't you? So, Mishamachi Mefer Eshalah. Therefore, even if later she says yes, we still don't know, does the husband really want it to be a Nazir or not? Like, so far, the husband is just testing her out, asking her, what would you want it to be yes or no? The husband doesn't know what she's going to answer. So it's not considered now as if the husband also agrees, like he wants his wife to be a Nazir. The husband is saying, me, for sure, is going to be a Nazir. About his wife, he's asking her, do you want to or don't you want to? So after she answers yes, now the husband first has to think it over. Do I want it to be one or don't I want it to be one? And if the husband decides, no, I don't want it to be one, that's what the husband can be made for. He could take off his wife's nether, but his nether, of course, remains. Mashenkin and the Braisa, there he didn't ask his wife, Torah, a question, what's going to be with you? And there he says like this, I want to be a Nazir if you also want to be a Nazir. So there we say, when she says yes, we see clearly the husband agrees and wants it to be. But that's what the husband said. The husband says, I want to be a Nazir. Says, I don't want to be myself, I want you to be with me. So then as soon as she says yes, that's considered if the husband agrees that he taka wants her to be a Nazir. Therefore, that's considered like hakama, he can't take it off anymore. But now in the Mishnah, it wasn't like that. The Mishnah was, he says he wants to be. Now we just asking her, what about you? Do you also? So after she says yes, now he still has the right to be made for the Nazir. All right, stop here. You're holding up Chuf Gimel Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ha'isha she nodra b'nozir. Anisha was makabel to become a nozir. V'hoisa she'isa b'yayin. And she started to drink wine. She did an aveiro. U'metam ala meisim. Well, she touched the meisim. Is hareza sofekis esaboyim. She gets malchus. She did an aveiro. She gets malchus. We had the Gemara before. Yeah, so it says hareza sofekis esaboyim. So really we had shan this Mishnah before. That either you hold that really a Baal could be Oka Maker Oka, and then the Mishnah is talking about that the husband was not made for it at all, or else the Mishnah goes La Locha, that we hold the husband is only Megas Gaius. So even if the husband later on was made for the Nether, still the Isha gets Malchus. Because at the time when she drank the wine, and when she touched the Mason, she was still a Nazir, and therefore she did an Aveira, she gets Malchus. What about Heifel or Baila? Let's say the husband was made for her neder, took off her Naziris. Fihilo Yodo, Sheifel or Baila. But the wife did not know, she does not know that her husband took off the neder. She thinks she's still a Nazira. For Hoysa, Shoysa, Biyain. And after the husband was made for the neder, now she still went and drank wine. Or Metama the Mason, she touched the Mason. So the Ocher is, Eimer Sefekia Sesaboyim. She does not get Malchus according to everybody. Because when the husband is made for the neder, for sure, at least like Mikana Labo, from now onwards, she's not a Nazir. See, even though she doesn't realize it, so what? But the husband still took off her Naziris, she's not a Nazir. See, even though she thinks she's doing an Avera, but Malchus she doesn't get, because really she's not a Nazir anymore, the husband took it off. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Like it's true what he's saying, like even if you want to say she doesn't deserve to get Malchus Midiraisa, because now when she's drinking wine, she's really not the Nazir, but Tispoig Marcus Mardus. But Midrabbanan though, she still deserves to get Malchus. Because as far as she's concerned, what she was supposed to is she thinks she's still in the Nazir. She doesn't realize that her husband was made for it. Therefore, the fact she's drinking wine, like in her mind, her intentions is to do an Aveira. So I call upon him with the Rabbanan, though we give her Malchus. For her bad intentions, she deserves to get Malchus. That's called Malchus Mardis. It means with the Rabbanan, she deserves to get Malchus. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and we hold like Rabbi Yehuda Lalacha, the Ramah Pasuk like that. But the Tanakhama says no, that since Midiraisa she's not a Nazir, who are then she doesn't get Malkus Midirabonin either. This the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Isha HaFeirom VaHashem Yislach Lo, that a husband could be made for a take off his wife's nether, and still Hashem has to be Mesalecha, Hashem has to forgive her. So the question is, what are we talking about? As the Baskar is here. But Maha Kosev Medaber, what is the Pasuk talking about? It's talking about now, V'Isha Sheheifa LaBaila, in a case like a Baal Mishnah, where an Isha first was makabel to be a Nazir. She was a Nazir. And then her husband went and was made for that neder, and she didn't realize it. V'hi lo yadoa, she didn't know that her husband was made for the neder. Hakosu medamba, that's what this pasuk is talking about. And it's telling us, she tzricha kaporo slicha, that you have to know she still needs a forgiveness. In other words, even though midiraisa, she didn't do anything wrong, because midiraisa, her husband took off the naziris. So when she drank wine now, there's nothing wrong with it. But I call upon them, her intentions were bad intentions. Because she didn't know that her husband took off the Naziris. So as far as she was thinking, she's still a Nazir, and she went to drink wine. So for the bad intentions, you also have to have a kapar and a slicha. Ukeshoye magiya Rabbi Akiva, it's a posik there. When Rabbi Akiva used to learn this posik, Hoye boicha used to start to cry Rabbi Akiva. And he said like this, if somebody had intentions in his mind, teat, pig, and what came up really, what he ate was kosher meat, it came out teat from a tleh, from a kid, from a goat, is toying kaparos licha. Still, this person needs the forgiveness. In other words, since in his mind he wanted to do an avera, he wanted to eat pig, just that he didn't get the pig, instead he got kosher meat, still he has to have a slicha kapara. If so, is hamiskavin lalis biyode bosa chazir, v'olav biyode bosa chazir? If somebody that wanted to eat pig, and he really did eat pig, is alachat kama b'kama. For sure, such a person needs a kapara. Like he started to cry, like you see here, how medaktik Hashem is upon us. That for the thought, to do an avera, Hashem, we need a slicha. Even though here the Isha did not do an avera, because she's not a Nazir anymore, but the fact she thought to do an Avera, for that she needs a Kapara. Ki Yotze B'Dover, the same type of way we dash in another Pasuk also. Ki Yotze B'Dover, we should also say like this. The Pasuk of Vayikra says, V'lo Yodo V'Oshem V'Nos Avonoi. A person doesn't realize it, and he does an Avera, so V'Nos Avonoi, he has to have a Kapara, he has to bring a Korbin, a Noshem Toli. Now, the Pasuk is like this, more dashings. If somebody thinks in his mind that he wants to eat bosatle, he wants to eat kosher meat, but by mistake what he started to eat now was trefa meat. Kegoin, what's this case? This case is chaticha sofik shel shumin sofik shel chelif. You have a piece of fat in front of you, and you don't know whether this fat is kosher fat, or whether it's chaylev, the trefa fat of an animal. You don't know what it is. And if somebody eats it now, omakro, the pasuk says, v'nosa avoynoi, that you have to bring an oshem toli. This is the Tanakama, this is the way the Tanakama learns Shan the pasuk of an oshem toli. An oshem toli means, if you do a suffic avera, you're not sure you did the avera altogether. Like over here, you ate this piece of fat, it's not sure it's an avera, it could be it's kosher fat. But since you don't know what it is, still the pasuk says you have to bring the korban. Says so, misha niskaven alas biyode basa chazir. If somebody has intentions to go eat pig directly, and viyola biyode basa chazir, and the person does eat this pig, he does eat it, is alachas kama v'kama, he has to have a slicha and a kapara, like he's much worse off, this person. This according to Tanakama, that he holds an ashram totally comes, even if you only have one piece in front of you, and the suffix is of this piece of meat or piece of fat, is it kosher, is it treif, and you eat it now, for that you have to bring an ashram toli. This is what Tanakama learns. Isi ben Yudu Oimer, no, that's not Chanda Pusik. That he holds that you only chayiv an ashram toli if it has to be a chazik isura. And we'll soon see. Isi ben Yudu Oimer, for lo yoda vi ashram v'nos avoynoi. What is the pasuk talking about that the person did not realize what he did the avera? Umami, he learns like this. Umami sheneskavin lalois biyodoi bosat le. A person thought wanted to eat something that's kosher. Viyolo biyodoi bosat chazir. And by mistake, he ate a piece of meat that's treif. What does it mean? Not that it's vade treif, but going the case is that shtei chatichos. You had in front of you two pieces of meat. Achas shel chaylev, viachas shel shuman. Chaylev is the treif of fats, and shuman is the kosher of fats. In other words, you have two different pieces in front of you. This is called the chazik isura. Here it's a worse, a bigger type of an issa. Because for sure there's a piece of isra in front of you. True, there's one piece that's mutter, but there's one piece that's vada yosar. Now if you eat one of these two, and you don't know which one you ate, that's the halacha you have to bring a noshem toli. In other words, Yisrael ben Yudi argues on the Tanakhama. He holds when you only have one piece of meat, and it's a suffix whether it's kosher, whether it's treif, if you eat it, you don't have to bring a carbon noshem toli. That's not the case of bringing a noshem toli. Because Tamazoy Kishtel, you don't know for sure it's treif, so that's not such a bad issue, you don't have to bring a carbon. Bashenken over here, where you have two pieces in front of you, and one is for sure treif, that's called the Tzchatzik Yisura. We see the Yisra in front of you, that's the worst type of a suffix. So even though it's not sure whether you ate the treif or you ate the kosher, still you have to bring an Ashram Toli. So therefore he says, Hespinos Tavoynei. The Pasuk still says you have to bring a korban Ashram Toli. If so, Hamiska V'inlalis Biyode Bosa Chazir. If somebody has in mind that he wants to eat pig, V'yola Biyode Bosa Chazir. And he really comes out to eat the pig, it alachas kama v'kama. That for sure, the person has to have a big slicho kapara, he has to have a big forgiveness. Not that he should have to bring a korban won't help in such a case. A korban only helps you when you have a suffix, a shaygig. But here, where you know for sure you're doing an avera, a korban doesn't help you. But Stein, you'll have to have other type of kaparas. Right, and the Mar says, our dove is there, this type of a thing, yidvad voyim. That people that worry should not worry about these things. Hotei says Agav that Yidve means Rosh Toiveis, the Vnuposek of Yoda, the Osham, Vinosa, Akosta Medaber, Pyosham Tolim. Now, Kadamar Bechol Hani Lomeli, why do we have to have these three cases here that we say a Kavachaima, that you need a Slicha the Kapara? Tomorrow says Srich, we need all these three cases. Vitona Gabi Isha, if we don't only have the case of our Mishnah, where the Isha became a Nazir, and then the husband was made for her neder, and then she drank wine, that still she needs a slicha kapara. Hosam mudaboy kapara slichi, you know why she needs a forgiveness? Mishum demikarali suri chavin. Because she had in mind to do an Issa, like she was at the beginning a Nazir, and she did not realize that her husband was made for it. So now when she drinks wine, she thinks she's doing a vada Issa, that's why she needs a slicha kapara. Abu chaticha sofik shachelim. Sofik shel shumin. But if you have one piece of meat in front of you, that you have a doubt whether it's kosher, whether it's treif, deloy, shel shumin, delatei richavin. She had the person had a mind to eat heter. Like he thought at the time that it was mutter. Just later he found out that no, Yishno was really doubtful whether he was allowed to eat it or not. So maybe I would have thought to say, loy boy kaporos licho. Maybe this person does not need a forgiveness. Because at the time, like, he didn't realize he's doing an Avera. He thought he's doing something that's mutter. For as later we find out what he's doing is an Avera, so maybe there you don't need a Slicha Kapara. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. No, still you have to bring an Ashram Toli. Still you need a Slicha to Kapara. Now, V'yit Mohodev, who only said this case of an Ashram Toli, Diiki Surah. Over here, at least, there's one, the piece of meat is a suffix, whether it's usher or not. Avali should offer la baila. But now, Mishnah, where the lady, the wife was Makaba Naziris, and then the husband was made for it, they had Tera. Right now, when she drinks wine, there's no Isra at all. So I would have thought, Leiti boy kapara slicha, maybe she does not need a forgiveness. That's why we need the Chiddush of our Mishnah also. The Pasuk of Isha Farim Hashem Yislach Lo. That even though midiraisa what she did is mutter, but since she had bad intentions, for that she needs a kapara slicha. The Yitmahani Tartiv would have just said these two places, of by Hafara and by the Elsham Toli, according to Tanakama, Havamina, I would have thought, Hani Tartihu, decide to lum the kapara, or slicha. these two cases, by an isha and by a person that eats a piece of meat, that's doubtful whether it's treif or a kasham, the la yikve sura. Because there weren't two pieces of meat there, it's only one piece of meat over there. It's not called yikve sura. But in the case of Isi ben Yehuda, that he says, Pishtei chatichos, we're talking about the cases, you have two pieces in front of you. Acha shachelev, one piece of fat here is vadai treif. It's the chelev of the treif of fats. V'acha shel shumin, and true, the second piece is kashura. But here the ikve is sura. But over here, since you know for sure there's something that's vadai treif, you are not supposed to eat it, and it's called the chomadik issa. Because there's vadai, something that's awesome. Loi sagale v'kaparos licha, maybe it's not enough just to feel bad. And daven tes for kaparos licha. Maybe she needs something more than that. Or maybe korban hashem totally means won't help for her, for this person. Kamash mulan deloishana. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. No, that even for such a person, still it's enough to bring a nashim toli. He gets his kapar. Omar Rabba Barbachona. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. My dichsir, what does the pasuk say? Noshaya ki yisharam daki Hashem. The ways of Hashem are right. The tzadikim yelchobom in the same derech, the same way. Tzadikim do it, they go the right way. Upoishim yikoshlobom. But upoishim, like the shoyim, they make mistakes. And the same way, yikoshlobom, they make mistakes of doing aver out of it. What does that mean? Moshos, an example, lishnev na yodim. Two type of people. Shetzolu es pischayim. They both roasted the korban pesach. Erev pesach, they brought the korban, and at night time they roasted it, and now they're ready to eat it. Echad ochlu lishom mitzvah. One person eats it with kavon to do with the shem mitzvah. The yechad ochlu lishom achila gasa. And one person eats it bound to fill a stomach. Tin achila gasa. So, it's the same maisa mitzvah. They're doing two different kavonis. The one that has the right intentions is called he's doing a mitzvah. But the one that's eating it just to fill himself up, that's the pasuk means, that a poshim, the rishoyim, will make mistakes in it. So chorus mashma, there's not makayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, omale Rashlokish asks, hi, Rosh Koroslei. Do you call this person that eats the Korban Pesach just l'shem taiva like? He's called a Rosha. Why? Nehi deloiko avin mitzvah min amuvcha. Sure, he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvcha the best way. He was a mechav l'shem mitzvah, but Pesach miyuku avid. But avad, he ate the Korban Pesach, he did the mitzvah. So Tzai speaks out over here, and Tzai says, Pesach miyuku avid, mashma d'achila gasa shmei achila. Mashma v'yit to fill yourself up, it's called an achila, and you are mekayim the mitzvah. Just you're not doing the mitzvah the best way. The kosher, the perak basra, the yuma, karmina, loichel, achila gas, miyom akipa potter, the loish shmei achila. Over there we say, if you don't achila gas on Yom Kippur, in other words, you fill yourself up to the gills right before Yom Kippur. And then the first minute of Yom Kippur, if you eat more food, you're potter, you're not chayav koros. Why? That's not called an achila. So you see, if you eat to fill yourself up, to stuff yourself, is not called an achila. So how come here we say, you yoitza the mitzvah achilas pesach? Yom Rav Enatam, the train, Yon Achilas Gassas. There are two type of ways of filling yourself up. The who, the Yuma, could go in Shenav Shoy Kotze Bechila, Merayv Saivai. There the Gemara Yuma is talking about, you filled yourself up so much that it's mamish disgusting for you to eat. Like you can't eat anymore. You have no enjoyment at all. You have to force yourself to eat. That's not called an Achila at all. If you're so filled up, that's not called an Achila. But for Hoch and our Gemara, it doesn't mean you filled up that much that you can't eat anymore, like you have to stuff it down. We're not talking about that far. Just means you're not hungry, you don't have a desire to eat anymore. If you don't have a desire to eat anymore, even though when you eat, you're eating it, that's called an achila gasa, that's not called the mitzvah min amukher. Such an achila is called yimekayim de mitzvah, just as not the mitzvah min amukher. What's Nagel the Meister, the place can talk out, Pesach by night, when we eat the Afikomen, it's supposed to be Zechel Achilas Korban Pesach. It's supposed to be Nechel Al HaSoiva. The Korban Pesach you eat after, not when you're hungry, but after you ate a little bit of food, and now you're satisfied, now when you eat, that's called the Chashav Achila. That's called eating not to take away your hunger pains, but you eat it because you enjoy it. So when we eat the Afikomen, it's also supposed to be Zechel Korban Pesach. So the kids, so when you get to the Afrikaimin, you're not supposed to be that filled up that you don't enjoy eating. If you're so filled up by that time, and then you eat the matzah, l'shem afikomen, l'shem korban pesach, it's not called a mitzvah min amukhar. That's called the Gaul Gemara, that's not a mitzvah min amukhar. Like, if you're so filled up at that time, that your posha can't eat anything, you're only pushing it down your stomach, so then you're not yotze the mitzvah at all. That's Tosfos' first case, that's an achila gasa, it's not called an achila at all. Mashenken, if you're filled up, just, you don't enjoy eating anymore, that's not the mitzvah min amukhar. The mitzvah min amukhar is, on Pesach v'night, like not to fill yourself up that much, that at the end, when you get to the afternoon kaimin, you should still want to enjoy to eat, it l'shem mitzvah. Right, the kopon nagei to us, that's not called poshim mikoshlobom. So what is the case? So Mor says, elam mashal l'shnei b'nei yodim. Ze ishto v'achoysi moi, ve ze ishto v'achoysi moi. A man and his sister, a man had his wife and his sister together in the room. Lizen is dan lo yishtoi, the tzaddik ended up living with his wife. Or lizen the Russian is dan lo yachoysa, lived with his sister. That's called a din avera. For the Gemara, that's not a good case. No, by the so half meaning is zeshin is dan lo yishtoi, so they can yochobom. That's called a tzaddik. The zeshin is dan lo yachoysa, the one that lived with his sister. Or poishim mikoshlobom. That means that the avera, the Russian doesn't avera. For the Gemara, midomi is this like the case of the posik. Anan kamrinan chod aderech. We're talking about it's one road, the same action that a tzaddik does and gets a mitzvah, Russia does get an avera. But hokosh neidurachin, here is two different roads, two different actions. The tzaddik lived with his wife and the Russian lived with his sister, there's no comparison. Ella, what's the case of this pasuk like this? Marshal Loit. The case is by the maestro with Loit and his two daughters. Ushnei b'naisov. Imoi, henshin is kavna l'shei mitzvah. The two daughters had kavana to live with their father. Because they thought there's nobody left in the world, and there'll be no world, so they did l'shem mitzvah to have children. Is tzadikin yelchobom, the two daughters had a mind to do l'shem mitzvah, that's called the mitzvah. Who but Loit, sheneskavu l'shem aveiru, he had in mind, only do l'shem aveiru, l'shem znus, who poishin mekoshtrambom. So the same maisa of the daughters living with the father, the daughters was called the mitzvah. And Tosfos speaks out that Churva Gona Kortaman Diyama, it was a machlokes thing more than Sanhedrin, if by Bnei Noach of their roster on their own parents, on the roster to their own mishpacha. So we hold that Lot did an avera, for Gona Kortaman Diyama holds that Oyde Kechavim is also bebitoi, or else Tosfos said, Afilu you hold it smuta, but they were matzman, they were parish mea rois. Sakoponim Loit didn't have the right intention, it's called an Avera, but the two daughters, since they did it, L'shem Mitzvah, by them was called a Mitzvah. Fred Gemara, V'dilmahu nam L'shem Mitzvah Chavin, how do you know that Loit wasn't Mechavin L'shem Mitzvah? Maybe Loit also did it L'shem Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon says no, that kol apostik azeh Hashem Avera Nemo. The apostik by Loit, that it says, V'yisa Loit Esenov, V'dashin Esol's apostik is Mashma Loit, Hatayvis. Did Averis, when after Znus? How do we dash in this pasuk? The pasuk says, Vayisa Loit. What does that mean? We dash from another pasuk, Vati Seishas Adoinov. So Mashman had to do with Znus. Also over there, the Eishas Adoinov wanted to live with Yosef. Here also it means that Loit went to do Znus. Then the pasuk says, like Vayisa Loit Esenov. What does Esenov mean? Ki hi Yishara B'yenai. Another pasuk talking about Shimshin. Ki Yishara B'yenai. Mashman also about a lady. Then the pasuk says by Loit Vayar. What does it mean Loit saw? Like another pasuk Vayar Rosh Hashem Ben Chamor. So Mashmo, so they went to have Znus there. Right, then the pasuk by Loit says again. The pasuk so far by Loit is Vayar Loit Esenov Vayisol Loit Esenov Vayar. Then the pasuk goes on as Kol Kikar Ayarden. What does it mean that Loit saw the Kikar Ayarden? Like the pasuk says Kibiyad Isha Zoyno Atika Lochem. Right, it's talking about Znus. Then the pasuk ends off kikula mashke that Loit saw the whole kikul yadim was kula mashke. There goes another pasuk of the Hoshaya elcha achra mahavai noiste lachme neimai tzimri apishkish shim shamni pishakuyai. That's also talking about znus. The kiss of the pasuk says that Loit went after znus. So therefore we say when Loit lived with his two daughters, by Loit was called an avera. Tradigmar why vomein asonis? Loit was an honest. Loit was tight shikah then. Loit was shika, so then why is it called din aver? He didn't realize anything. He was like forced into it. So where it says, "Tani mishum Rabbi Yosi bar Rav Chuni, lama nokit al vav uvekuma." Why is there a dot on top of the vav in the pasuk uvekuma? Shall v'chir of the younger one loima to teach us. Shall v'shichva la yada. True, when the younger one lived with the older one. Leima, Shevishachva Layada, true. First she got her father Shika, so Light did not realize when they lived together. Ava Bakuma, but when they got up already, Yada. Then Light realized what happened, that he lived with his daughter. What could have she done? It's to happen already. So my heavy, what happened already. So where it says, Nafkamina, the Lafanya Khrina, the next night, Loibur the Mishtachamra. What happened the next night again? His second daughter gave him to drink. He drank again and got shikur again and lived with the second daughter. So that was his taina. The second night already he should have watched himself not to drink. Since he let himself get shikur, that's called like was Machav and Lashem Aveira. But his two daughters were Machav and Lashem Mitzvah. Dora Shrava might have said what the Pasuk say. Och Nifsha Mekiris Ois. Like a brother that does Ra, Nifsha, the Pesheya, is worse off than a strong, it's harder to get back than a strong city, Mekiris Ois. Mekiris Ois. Or Medjonim.